if one of you come back for.
Good morning, members. PMG. I'm Regan Allen, chairperson for the Standing Committee on Community Safety, the Culture, Affairs and Sport. Today we are dealing with the finalization of our draft report in terms of the 12th of March to consider the vote number 4, which specifically deals with community safety. To my left we have Mr. Wasim Matthews, and to his left we have Mary Ann Burgess. I'll allow members to introduce themselves for the record together with PMG, and then we will proceed.
Good morning, I'm Jay Postman.
Good morning, Ms. Rika.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Tashi Dikmuller from PMG.
Thank you, members and PMG. I receive no apologies. However, Member Guetta would be joining us soon. As I stated earlier, we are here to finalize and consider for adoption the draft report for the 12th of March, which is in front of you. I will read out the report, and as you all know, that the report and the minutes, the reports are standardized, and the report and the minutes will then reflect the recommendations, the information requested, as well as any resolutions taken. So the report is basic. It will state the Standing Committee on Community Safety, Cultural Affairs and Sport having deliberated on the subject of Vote 4, specifically community safety, in the schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3 2020, refer to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 1181, reports that it either supports or do not support the vote. Can I obtain feedback and input from the members at this time?
Chairperson, I support and I move that we adopt.
Any other input before we...
I'll think of that, Chair.
I know, Member Kalma.
No, thank you. Thank you, Chair. In terms of Rule 9, we would want to record that we oppose our minority review, but we oppose the choice.
Support or not support?
Not support, Chair.
That will be duly noted. Thank you so much, members. So the report for the record, I will read out. The Standing Committee for Vote 4, Community Safety and Schedule of the Western Cape Appropriation Bill, refer to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 118, reports that it supports the vote. And then further, there would be the ANC's
minority view.
Standing Rule 90, the American National Congress expresses to not support the vote. Thank you. That is now concluded for vote number 4. If we can go directly to the minutes. The minutes as per the 12th of March. I'm on page number 1. I trust that you have received it, you've perused it. Is there any edits or amendments?
Well, that one is on the...
Page number 1.
Which minute now?
12.
Minute 12 of March.
12 of March, I've got 12.
And the ultimate appropriation.
I trust that your names are reflected accordingly. On page number 1, page number 2, if all is in order, if there's no edits or amendments, I will now leave over to the member.
I move that we adopt the minutes.
At least he's adopting something.
No, we did not agree in the minutes. There was no agreement in the minutes.
So I'm going to use that against him to say the minute says exactly that.
Members, the report and the minutes has accordingly been adopted. If I can draw your attention now to report number one, in terms of the SEPs visit and the annual report, I'm on page number two.
Chair, I just think here at the introduction, that last line there, let the delegation.
Where are we now, sir?
Page two of the last, in the introduction of the last. Let the delegation, not her delegation.
We are first dealing with the one. There's two reports.
Yes. You see the pool, the sepsis visit.
South African Police Services 2018-2019 annual report.
Yes.
The second one will be the detective's one. So we first on this one. The annual report.
Okay.
So that's the document that is for February.
What's the report? Wait, what?
The first report in dealing with the annual report for SEPs.
Yes, okay.
I'm accordingly then on page number two. Page number three. If there's no edits or amendments, I will now obtain feedback from the member.
Member Kama, I note
Member Kama.
No, I move for adoption of the report.
And that will be
seconded by Member Christian. By Member Van Voorhout.
Oh. Are we on the same page we now at the second report?
That's the one I said.
Of the commission.
Regarding the detective. Yes. So in the introduction.
In the introduction it will highlight the general name, the provincial commissioner. I'm on page number two.
Can the question is asked to select the word?
You took my report now, did you take mine?
And it does say, I'm fine for it.
I took mine.
Oh, yeah.
It's just from her to the, and then I think it's quite important now, but it's fine that there's another line where you have services in capital, but you have family and child. Is it family and child? They underlined. I underlined it there in small letters. Yeah. So it's capital letters.
Okay. We will then edit accordingly. Members, are we ready to move and adopt? I note member Christians and
member Brahma.
Members, now the minutes in front of you, Tuesday, 18th Feb. I'm on page number 1.
That will be accordingly reflected. That was the one with the neighbored watch.
Yes.
Page number 2.
Chair, I don't see because Portland was quite vocal in that meeting. I don't see them recorded here. It was Portland. Is it block 2? Something 2? What was it 2?
Yes, block 2.
Block 2. They were quite vocal, and I there's nothing recorded about what they said. So I'm just thinking because that one gentleman had quite a couple of points that he mentioned. I'm just thinking what it was. I when I read the report, I didn't see their names here. Maybe we can make some addition there, and I'm just thinking the wording of the general said behind me that got up all the time to speak. So Chair, and I know they said Lenter here, but he said, you know, sometimes the report, their accreditation is sent and then it's withheld there, then they keep it there. And it's not, because the CPFs must sign it, right? And then it must come to the department. So sometimes all the stuff, and there was a big issue that the CPFs allowed another neighborhood watch to also establish in the same jurisdiction in that block. So that was a big problem.
We have listed under public input.
Yes, we have it.
Yeah. Under public input
regarding the proposed and the demarcation, the zone demarcations.
Where is that now?
That is reflected in the public input.
Yes.
Point number 4.
Yes.
Would you suggest we have a resolution in that regard to the department to then look into the zone demarcations in order to avoid similar recommendation? One of the recommendations then?
Yes.
Mm. Yes. To be method 7 recommendation. Yes, we will edit that accordingly for the department to engage neighborhood watches in terms of the zone demarcation and the impact it will have on neighborhood watches. Is everyone in order with that? That will be accordingly amended and added. There's also additional edits. Member Bosman's input has been noted, his apology. Are we able to move that we accept the minutes?
I move that we adopt the minutes with the amendment.
Duly noted, thank you.
Seconded, yeah.
Thank you, Member Christians. If I can bring your attention to Tuesday 5th of February. This is a reflection of the report that was adopted previously.
Yeah.
Are we able to move adoption of the minutes 5 February?
Can I just hear you quickly, for 5.7, a court watching brief cases that the department is wanting the list to include what?
Oh yes, I see here.
The list to include what is the, what must come there?
If I recall it, we wanted the department to provide us of a list of the court watching brief cases that they are currently monitoring.
Yeah.
So that they can then provide us with that information.
But the list to include what? What the,
did
that,
we?
That is not completed yet.
Yes, let me just one moment.
Was there
any specific case that we wanted to be monitored?
I think the one case that we spoke about, was it that girl that was killed, that young girl, that girl that was cut up, that was found in Worcester? Was that not part of it? That was part of it, I think.
The list to include, if I recollect, it was the training we wanted. Obviously, the various chains of the system to work together, so steps.
The court and to have a watching brief on it so that we can see justice being done.
Sorry, Chair, was it not a duration they spent on the case? Because if I recall it, if you remember, Major General Vieri,
yes,
spoke about the court watching brief not staying for the whole duration of a case.
The list to include.
Yeah, the list to include says, must say something, you know, include X, Y, and Z, so there's nothing.
I think, based on your input, Member
Kama, the list should include then a time frame of matters that has been dealt with in terms of the court watching briefs. So that report must list, we are dealing with 5 cases, and this is the timelines per case, or what they expect that case to be.
Yeah, you know, that is right there, the list includes, I'm just thinking what we still wanted from the court watching briefs.
Timelines per case. Are you happy with that?
Yeah. So we had no cases that we missed, but I know that girl case came out.
Test name came out, and the
MEC still said, you know, we on it.
We
wanted also monitored.
Yes.
So I just put that in.
We can add, and the timelines per case. And an update regarding the confirmation that that case will be monitored. The case will be monitored.
I think that includes also some other report that I can't get unless he's got that report.
The list must include.
I do know the MEC also indicated in the House and in public
statements.
Yeah. Members, are we able to adopt the minutes for 5 February?
Yes.
Member Christians and Member Kama. Members, if I can turn your attention to Tuesday, 26th of November, page number 1, I trust your names are reflected accordingly.
I don't have that one.
It's a one-pager.
Okay.
This is based on the previous report that we adopted on the
26th
annual,
of November.
On the annual report.
Okay, I've got it there.
Page number 2. by Member Kama. Members, last but not least, 27th of November. We've been getting down to business. Page number 2. This report has been adopted. Thank you, Member Postman.
Members,
as you are aware, the business for the rest of the week in order to conclude budgets, and then we will then effectively, by the programming authority, the program will then, there will be a break in terms of the programming. However, we will then be in contact should anything come up in terms of community safety. I also want to bring your attention to that engagement will continue with the parole board in order for them to then accordingly come and brief us so that we can then deal with that matter as well. There's no further comment from members.
Chair, just one thing that, look, we're on recess until the 14th, I think, is it 14th? Around there. But if something, because, you know, I was in the meetings of the program authority and of the speaker, so I'm just saying they call it recess because you can call, be called for a meeting.
Yep.
That's why it's not, but this one saying if a meeting should happen, just tell us in advance because this gives us the opportunity to go for me across the province. So I will not be in Cape Town. I'll be in Niagara all over. So please, if I can be asked, if there's a meeting and we must be just well in advance. He's smiling. I don't know why he's smiling.
but
I'm making that point.
Yes.
Because
I totally agree with you.
No.
May I then suggest that as a committee and with the procedural officer, if there's any indication that we are sure it will happen, communication will be sent and then by your WhatsApp or SMS.
So can I ask if it's possible, and I heard you certain people that if it's in a meeting, it doesn't require the person to be there, we can have it on a telephone.
Yes.
Yes.
You can't have a person running up and down. You might get the virus.
No. We are on the same page. Members, thank you so much. This meeting is now adjourned.
The president
said we mustn't travel.
We're traveling. It's not big groups.